from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. expels 15 Cuban diplomats. The Trump administration Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic relations with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is purely a political act. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing on Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision on the JCPOA, which must come by October the 15th, whether to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. This is VOA News. Spain's Catalonia region, which held an independence referendum on Sunday amid a violent crackdown by federal police, could declare independence late this week or early next week. In a rare television address, King Felipe VI said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed its independence, thus breaching the country's constitution and the law that recognizes and protects its historic institutions and autonomy. And he appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Ux said there were also things that the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Also Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona.
What happened last Sunday is not something that we could afford as a society. It was really disgusting, you know?
Separatist Catalan leaders have vowed to declare independence. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to make a statement later on today. The Australian girlfriend of alleged mass shooter Stephen Paddock has returned to the U.S. from the Philippines. Mary Lou Danieli remains a person of interest following Sunday's attack from a hotel room overlooking a country music concert in which nearly 60 were killed and hundreds wounded. Las Vegas is a key tourist site, and many have noticed a change in the mood following modern America's worst mass shooting.
The thing we noticed is we were supposed to go on a helicopter tour the day after, which got cancelled, and there was quite a somber mood around.
The mood is very somber. It's not as excited as usual. It's very low-key.
It's a bit more somber than it was the first day we got here before everything happened, and it seemed a bit eerie maybe the day after the shooting. It was very quiet, more quiet than it had been usually during the day, but still very fun. It's a beautiful place.
The city helped generate tens of billions of dollars for Southern Nevada last year, hosting more than 40 million visitors. The French Parliament on Tuesday adopted an anti-terrorism measure that would bolster police surveillance powers and make it easier to close mosques and other places of worship suspected of preaching hatred. The Interior Minister described the country as being in a state of war following a series of jihadist attacks. Human Rights Watch denounced the measure as restrictive of the right to worship, assembly, privacy, and expression. Former Iraqi president and Iraqi Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani on Tuesday died in a Berlin hospital at the age of 83. He served from 2005 to 2014 before stepping down from the presidency following a 2012 stroke. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.